Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cent, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Just a little bit of clarification on that tweet I referred to you that seems to be circulating, that some people in the Pearl Life campaign were encouraging volunteers to act as volunteers as observers at polling stations on Friday to make sure people voting are who they say they are. Actually, what they want them to do is to register as personation officers, which they're completely legally entitled to do. And that can be an independent person nominated by one of the registered campaigning groups. So both sides can do that, and no doubt both sides will be doing that. In the meantime, Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Mairead, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Lovely afternoon.
It's a lovely afternoon,
isn't it? Yeah.
Now, the farm incomes, and especially dairy farmers, Has it gone up? Is it a lovely day in many senses?
It's actually a good day.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
It's a good day. Yeah, I generally try to come in here with good news stories.
Okay, you do. Yeah, you often do come in with good news stories.
I generally try to keep it. And, you know, that we've got the sunny weather out there. But Chagas do an annual survey, an income survey on farms. It would be information they'd collect from farmer members right across the country, across all the different enterprises. So the good news for dairy farmers at the moment, and there's about what, coming up to 18,000 of them now, is that about a third of dairy farmers, now these are the people that produce the milk, these are the people that we had about the milk quotas, do you remember? Mm-hmm. They could only milk so much milk there for the last 30 years. So when the quotas went a couple of years ago, milk supply has shot up. So about a third of them are earning incomes now in excess of 100,000 a year. It's really quite significant.
Great.
So we're talking about a third of about 18,000 farmers. Now, unlike, say, if you're in the public sector, now forget about the recession when salaries were cut, they're not guaranteed to earn that next year. Or maybe not again for 5 years.
Yes, of course,
right?
Yeah.
So in the last year was a combination of high milk prices. Do you remember I was coming in here telling you about butter was taken off, and it was actually the price of butter was really rising on world markets. Butter has become good again, you know, butter is a real positive thing. And so there's actually huge demand. And also the whole baby food formula, that whole area, big demand for Irish produce there. So they were the two big drivers. So the income increase, you're talking about the 100,000 for about a third of them. Now, the average on across the dairy sector was up from 52,000 to 86,000. So, I mean, serious incomes. And it's driven both by increased production and higher milk prices. So, I mean, what's happening for this year? You're into now the first third of the year. You're at peak milk supply now. So you've had the fodder situation where costs have been driven quite high. And you have milk after falling to farmers from anywhere up to 5 cents a litre. So, you know, that's going to impact on next year's prices.
Mm.
But again, you'll have to see in terms of, is it going to be driven by increased volume of production? So it's not a bad news story at all for dairy farmers. Now, it doesn't apply, you know, you're talking about having over 130,000 farmers in the country, something close on maybe between 17 and 18,000 dairy farmers, a third of whom are on this income. But the other side of that.
But
is
on average, then, though, salaries would have gone up for them.
Income would have gone up for them. But half of all farms, over what, 125, 130,000 farms, half of them, income's less than 10,000.
Crikey.
So now again, an awful lot of those are part-time farms as well. They're maybe older people. They're farming at a small scale that suits them. They're combining it with an off-farm job. About 31% of farmers now have off-farm employment. So, I mean, they're significant incomes to the family business. A lot of people, because farming is the only profession you retire into. There's an awful lot of people take retirement out of jobs to go farming.
Mm.
And so maybe they have a pension, or they may have the old age pension. So that's kind of boosting income as well. So 31% of them work, and 35% of all farmers, you know, an income of less than 10,000 a year. Different sectors, the sheep sector, average income there of 17,000, up about a grand. The suckler sector, the whole beef production, that's the one area where you know, there's a lot of large scale producers, there's a lot of small scale producers as well. But I mean, incomes are really, you know, they're not moving at all. There was absolutely no increase there in that area. Costs were gone up for those guys. So, you know, again, you know, nothing like the level of incomes that there was in the dairy sector. And again, you know, like Borbia or Nua, the two kind of big promotion agencies, we've got very good dairy processors. They're getting really solid markets where we are getting proper returns on the product. And now maybe with the opening up of, you know, these new markets that we're looking at in the whole beef sector, that'll help to drive more income into farmers' pockets. Because, you know, there has to be some gain there for farmers as well.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to continue in the business. And I think was it the Charlie Society were in yesterday to the Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture, basically saying the future of the suckler cow is dead unless X, Y or Z happens. And, you know, if you had a, you know, good land, enough of a base of land, somebody interested in going farming, would you go farming now dry stock and you see the income levels there? Or would you say to yourself, look, we're going to convert to dairying on this farm.
Yeah.
And there's a future in dairying. And you know, the people who voted with their feet and swapped over, and quite a lot of them have in the last 2 years, they're certainly being rewarded for it now.
Yeah.
Of course, what do farmers do when they earn any money? They put every penny of it back into the local economy. You know, they
build
more
cubicles,
they put up more slats, they put up more fencing, they put in reseeding, they drain ground. So that's exactly what happened. Investment level is at a very, very high level, particularly in dairy farming. And, you know, there's an old saying is, if farmers are doing bad, the countryside's doing bad. And if farmers are doing well, so is the countryside, because you've got that all that knock-on business taking place.
And I suppose there's always a danger that, as you were saying, people will go, people will move into dairy and then dairy is subject to international conditions, and then that can go belly up.
We know it's going to be cyclical. I mean, they're already down 4 to 5 cents a litre on last year's prices. Farmers, dairy farmers know that. They absolutely get it. It's cyclical. The, you know, it used to be you'd kind of have a nice curve on the cycle. You know, it would go down slower. It would stay at a certain level. It would go up slower. Now, you know, it's much sharper, those ups and downs. It can happen very suddenly. But still, butter is really driving the prices here. Very, very good markets for it. And again, as I said, the baby formula. We have a really good reputation for milk production in this country. It's still a really green industry, a really green business. You know, in Holland, you pay extra for milk that's grown off grass.
Yeah.
Here, we just absolutely take it for granted that our cows are going to be out for so many months of the year.
Yeah. Speaking of grass, it's that time of the year where you're down little Boreen and you're stuck behind a fella.
You're going to be stuck behind a fella. Yeah, yeah, it is. Look, I mean, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when I was coming in here, did I think we'd be talking about silage at this stage? You know, because it takes time to grow a field of silage and you've got to get out on it and, you know, it has to be in good condition and everything. But the silage guys have started. I was driving from Waterford last week across, and I came across a couple of the rigs and I said, there's my Sean Moncrief topic, because I could see the drivers in the cars absolutely fuming. So, I mean, a tractor rig, what are you talking about in a silage rig? You're talking about three tractors. Well, first thing you're talking about a mower to cut the grass. So that's been driven by a tractor. So that's the first in the posse. Then you have a rake thing driven by a tractor, and that gathers the swards together. So, you know, there's more going up into the trailer. You need a harvester to pick it up. So it has to be picked off the ground. It's blown then into trailers. So you need at least maybe three tractors and trailers, because you can't stand there waiting for them to get back to the farm, unload and come back to you. So it has to be kind of on a, you know, rotation basis. If one trailer fills, the other one is there to be filled, and the thing moves up and down. You also have a loader to put it up into the pit and to compact it. So when that rig is on the road, going from farm to farm, it's a big operation.
Yeah.
And you might say, like, why don't they stay inside in farms? Why are they out on the bloody road? Well, the reason about that is that if you've got cows in particular, or any sort of livestock, they're kept nearer the homestead. They're kept nearer the farmer yard. It's easier to get them in to check them. It's easier to get them in to milk them. You're not having them walk long distances. So an awful lot of farms in Ireland are fragmented farms. You know, the guy had, or the girl had 32 acres here, and, you know, they bought 15 down the road, but it's 2 miles away or whatever. And, you know, that's where they make the silage. So that's why the trailers are up and down the road with the silage. But, you know, it's you know, I'd ask silage teams, and, you know, a lot of the radio stations really tune into these, because they're mainly, you know, young people that are driving the rigs, and they're calling out to each other right across the country. Is, you know, watch the drivers behind you. when it's safe, pull in to let them pass rather than having a chance trying to pass a rig.
Oh, yeah.
And then for drivers to just, you know, just be a little bit patient. It's not going to go on forever. It's absolutely essential. The one thing farmers learned with this spring and up from last August onwards is that you can hardly ever make enough silage. So, I mean, they're going to be out, you know, on the roads with these rigs right across the country, starting kind of from last week and going on right up to September.
But these and the people who run these rigs are working with them. They're working flat out, I suppose, for the summer.
They're absolute. I'm a young lad that's doing it. And, you know, they're really, I mean, they're starting before dawn. You know, there's always, you know, it's better to cut silage. I think it's in the afternoon when the sugars are at a certain level. Mm. But, you know, they start very early. They keep going because they have to beat the weather. And, you know, the weather beat farmers last year. And yeah. We can't have it happen again because it's just too stressful. It's too isolating. It's too, you know, in terms of people's morale and their belief in themselves, it's very, very significant. And, you know, we can't have that happen again. So getting enough fodder in for literally a winter from August, end of August up to April or the 1st of May is what an awful lot of farmers were going to be. And I think the advice from Chagas at the moment is, you know, make a pit more than you think you're going to need.
Yeah, and hopefully they will be able to do that. Mairead, thanks a million for coming in to us. Mairead Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.